You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. On December 4th, there's a solar eclipse. And recently, there was a lunar eclipse on November 19th. If you're a starseed, you need to use the information, this information, to help you in your day-to-day life. Today, we're going to talk about how you can use this astrological information and other information with, of course, a unique perspective. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what's going on with this pair of eclipses? You know I can feel something's going on. Can you explain?
Well, there was a lunar eclipse on November 19th.
Okay.
And upcoming on December 4th is a solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Lunar eclipses are about endings, breakdowns, breakthroughs. So in order to understand it, you have to say, well, what's going on in your life?
Okay.
You know, the one on the 19th was in Taurus,
mm-hmm.
and with an axis in Scorpio. So if you're an earth sign or a water sign, you know, chances are it's going to affect you.
Okay.
Chances are it's going to affect everybody
sure.
to a certain degree.
Sure.
And, you know, when I Googled it, I get all this stuff about, well, if you're this sign or this sign, you can look out for this. And, you know, those are just approximations because you're more than just your sun sign.
Approximations or more like guesstimates?
Guesstimates, yes.
Okay.
You know, and the best way for you to look at this is not to try and squeeze yourself into some sort of perspective of being a certain sun sign.
Okay.
But to look at it of the energy in general.
Oh.
So
I can do that.
So the lunar eclipse is powerful and transformative, often connected. And don't make this black and white. It's just a sort of a, give you an idea. Connected with promotions, triumphs, breakthroughs, breakdowns, marriages, divorces,
mm-hmm.
business launches, childbirth, relocation,
okay,
meeting the love of your life, or even the arrival of a pet or the death of a pet. Now,
okay,
you know, I was reluctant to even say that because people say, oh my gosh, is my pet gonna die? You know, that's not the way to use astrology,
and that isn't what it says. You know what? I'm gonna go let me say this: the death of a pet. First off, those things happen. We know that those little buggers worm their way into our lives and they're with us for a long time and then they die. And, I'm grateful for every pet I've ever had, but that's not what this is saying, that your pet is going to die.
It's not like this happens, then this happens.
Exactly. Well, I want to use promotions instead.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Example, promotions. You know, we think of a promotion as the boss coming in and going, way to go, Patricia. Great job. You're getting a $10,000 bonus. Now, I got to tell you, I'd love it if the boss would say that to me, but that's not what he's going to say.
And even though I'm the boss on paper, it's true. You know, our structure is so much different. Anyway,
yes, okay.
So yes.
But that's what I'm getting at is think I when I saw promotions, I thought, oh, a $10,000 bonus, that kind of thing. But then I thought, wait a minute, that's not what he's talking about at all. Maybe it could be, or possibly it could be, that I could give myself permission to give myself, way to go, girl, for all of the amazing things and all of the stuff that I've been going through in the last couple of months, and give myself an attaboy or an attagirl pat on the back and go, way to go, you survived a lot.
But see, here's the point. Here's okay. the point of what we're trying to say today with astrology.
Okay.
Okay. Instead of saying, okay, well, this could happen during this time, we say, if you want a promotion, start clearing for it right now. And
use, I was going there.
Use
yes.
this eclipse, mm-hmm. whether it's the lunar one or the solar one. You don't have to figure out which one is which.
Yes. yes, it doesn't matter.
And start clearing for a promotion. So when this big energy comes,
yes.
you can clear even more intensely. And there's a good chance that you could get it because then you're going to look good.
Yes.
The problem is that people take astrology and they sit back and say, oh, is that going to happen to me? And they just wait passively. And
then
say,
get mad
right.
when it doesn't.
And that's not how the world works.
No.
As intuitives, we know it's yes. about energy.
Exactly.
And you have the ability, the right, and the inclination, the knowledge, especially yeah. if you're starseed, to say, I'm going to use this energy for right. my benefit.
Right, right, right.
So, let's give you some more examples of the lunar eclipse, for
okay.
example. You know, endings, breakdowns, breakthroughs. Well, you
okay.
can see that with our democracy.
Oh, yeah.
It's all come into question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not black and white. It's not good and bad. You know, how we implement government is being questioned.
Big time.
And hopefully it'll end up in a positive place. We don't know that at this point.
Exactly.
And it's up to the people who are in charge to make those decisions, and even how we vote
exactly
affects that.
Well, talk to me about the solar eclipse, Jason.
Okay. Well, the solar eclipse is about new beginnings and opportunities.
Okay.
It's in December 4th. It's in Sagittarius.
Okay.
And I'm a Sagittarius, so it's, you know, it's especially intense for me. And, you know, I've been running around the house, and Patricia, you know, she's carrying around a bucket of cold water, you know, because, you know, I've been activated.
He truly has. And yeah. I warned him he's never going to get any coffee again if he doesn't calm down.
Well, she's very nice to me, but she, you know, all that cold water, you know, the hose inside the house is very
yeah.
inconvenient.
It's really awful to have to clean up. But the point that we're getting at is that, let's start with this. If you are a Sagittarian, the solar eclipse probably is really going to affect you, but it's going to affect everyone.
Yes. And especially if you're an air or fire sign, mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
Yes.
Let's talk about the solar eclipse. It has to do with personal belief systems, sense of adventure, mm-hmm. desire to explore and discover, religious beliefs, personal philosophy,
okay.
higher education, long mm. distance travel, morals, foreign languages, cultures, personal truths. Oh,
okay.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing ideas and publishing issues,
mm.
you know, and the balance between, this is the one that I like, and this is very Sagittarius, between facts and figures and the need for faith and belief,
mm.
which of course is the age of Aquarius. And of course, what's happening now with the vaccine, you know,
mm.
Facts and figures versus faith and belief. It's
yes.
right there.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean that it's happening the way it's supposed to, but it's coming up for us to work with. It's energy potential.
Okay.
Astrology is energy potential.
Well, okay. And I'm going to jump in and say, if you're using the ecosystem approach,
yes.
you can get through anything.
Well,
everything.
If you're using the ecosystem approach, instead of being a passive victim of energy,
exactly,
you're taught how to use energy so that it enables you. It's part of your life. It's
mm-hmm.
it's something that you can use. That's a real tool
exactly.
that makes your life better.
Exactly. And when I was talking earlier about the lunar eclipse, the bottom line is that I was getting ready to say, I've been going through a lot of stuff lately, and I have been using the ecosystem approach daily.
You know, we always do anyways.
We
but
do,
yeah.
but it's been even more. But I'm also doing a lot of specific stuff,
yes.
clearing for a lot of constant, consistent, and specific. And it's really, 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 really been working.
And we're going to talk about this in this segment, but look at what's happening in your life right now.
Yes.
Don't try and figure out how what we said, you know, sense of adventure, foreign language.
Is going to work.
Yes.
Yes.
See what's happening with me.
Right.
And we're going to give you some specific ideas about that. Okay. But just a little bit more astrological knowledge before okay. we go to the next one. Okay. There's two things that are really fundamental in astrology. So if you're saying, okay, I get it, astrology can be important. What's some of the basics? Well, the elements.
Right.
They're like containers of energy.
Mm.
Earth, water, fire, air.
Okay.
So they're containers of energy. It's not an intellectual concept. We've been working with the fact that Patricia's mostly air, and I mean that in a loving way, and I'm mostly fire. Fire, what happens when fire and air come together? They explode. Exactly. And in the beginning, you know, we have a great relationship, but in the beginning, there was a lot of intensity.
A lot.
And I guarantee you, if it weren't for, you know, clearing our stuff, clearing our emotional stories.
Correct.
You know, it was almost too intense.
Yeah.
Now it's just fun. now it's just, you know.
But the point that he's making, and I want to make sure we get this point across, we used astrological information. We also used the Enneagram approach, and then the ecosystem approach. Yeah. And it's been quite interesting because our relationship, for lack of a better way to say it, it's dynamic. And we rarely...
That's that air and fire. We're just not in the right balance of it.
And we use the best.
Yes.
And we have cleared to get the best.
Yes.
Because, well, first off, it started out because we fell in love with each other, but we also saw what the ecosystem approach could do. And by the way, you can do it for you as well.
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
A lunar eclipse brings endings, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. It's November 19th. It's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The solar eclipse brings new beginnings and opportunities. December 4th is in Sagittarius. Understanding the elements and modalities is important to applying energy information from astrology.
Okay.
Just some of the basics.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach shows you how to understand yourself so you can use the energy of astrology for power in the world.
It's great. All right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the biggest myth of astrology and why overcoming this myth is especially important for star seeds. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the biggest myth of astrology and why overcoming this myth is especially important for starseeds. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what exactly is the biggest myth about astrology and why is it especially important for starseeds?
Well, okay, because the solar eclipse on December 4th is on Sagittarius, I'm really intense about this subject.
Oh, I see.
I'm really jacked up about this.
Oh, what a surprise,
so
right?
So just bear with me.
Okay.
But I see that astrology that's predictive really dilutes the benefit.
It makes me angry.
And it's sort of one of those pet peeves that is just big right now. But it also discredits it.
Oh.
Because astrology... The fact that we live in an energy world, that things around us...
And nobody seems to be noticing.
No one seems to be noticing.
Yes.
You know, astrology says, well, yeah, you know, when the planets do this, it affects everything here on Earth.
Sure.
And we're just starting to learn little bits and pieces of that.
True.
And as we take an energy approach for us and refine our intuition, we see it every place. We see the implications of that all over the place. But here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
The myth is that you can use it for predictiveness or compatibility. That's another one. That's just a big pet peeve. You know, if you are in love with someone, clear your way to make it better.
Astrology is not going to fit into it.
Just because you're compatible astrologically means nothing. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a successful relationship. It doesn't mean almost anything. It could tell you some areas that you have problems with, but if you're doing the ecosystem approach, you know those areas that you have problems with,
exactly.
And you're going to fix them without doing any sort of astrology.
Okay.
You know, and for us, you know, we had fire and air.
Okay.
I'm fire, she's air. You know, if you've been here in California, when you apply winds to a forest fire, it almost explodes in intensity.
We've actually seen it.
And
in
heat and intensity, it's huge.
It is.
We have this intensity between us.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with it? Well, we clear it.
Yeah.
Instead of projecting it on each other.
Or throwing it at each other.
We try and use it together to make things better for us as a couple.
And it has been, first off, talk about laughter. Not only at ourselves, but at each other and with each other. It's phenomenal. But the other part of that is that when this fire and air get together, there is information and we've been clearing, there's an information part to everything that we do.
Yes.
It's amazing.
When we can be together and just be together,
oh,
we start to go and we start to go and we get information and we're using our intuition. It's really, really something else. And we can talk about that for the whole. And I
want to make one comment about that. We were talking about something. This was a few years back and Jason's daughter happened to be sitting in between us and she said, excuse me, I got to get up because I cannot sit in between you two. It's way too intense. And we both were like, huh? We hadn't even realized, in all honesty, we hadn't realized how intense we are when we start to connect, especially with the air and the fire. It's amazing.
So another way of looking at the negative, the myth, the negative way of using astrology is that it's a form of programming. We already are in this frame of programming that says, if you do this, you get this. If you do this, you do
this.
Formulas, recipes, that sort of thing.
Yeah, everybody's wanting those. Yeah.
And so when you go to astrology, you have that frame already that says, oh, well, it's this solar eclipse happening, so this is going to happen. Well, no, you don't know that. But if you take it as an energy and say, okay, how can I use this?
I love that.
How can I benefit from this? And then use your ability to do clearing and working with energy that we teach you with the ecosystem approach, OMG.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Well, and when you're using the ecosystem approach in that way and you do constant, consistent, and specific, man, the things that come up and the things that you can get rid of, the negative energies that you've been carrying around all of your life. Oh, it is. There's a OMG to me.
Well, you know, we've been working on our emotional story forever, like the last 20 years since we've been together.
Right.
And we're still getting stuff. Mm-hmm. We're still not done. You know, it's not like we're perfect. There's no such thing. But these last two eclipses, or this, the first one, the lunar eclipse, and the one that's coming up.
Right.
Has given us some insights for both of our emotional stories, and we're going forward, and
we're looking forward to it. Yes,
you know, and I got to say, I just wrote the newsletter for this week for this show, and if you're not getting that, if you're not getting our newsletter, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section. There's a whole bunch of content. But we tell you how to use energy in practical ways for your life. Mm-hmm. If you're a starseed, you were sent here to use your abilities, and most of those are energetic. And if you're not using them energetically, you're missing out on a huge amount of what you could have
and what you
in this life.
And what you came here to do.
Exactly.
Because starseeds always come here
with a purpose.
With a purpose.
Yes.
Always. It's amazing. I absolutely love it.
So we like to see astrology as the most empowering when used for personal growth and self-awareness in pursuit of evolved consciousness. Mm-hmm. That's just so exciting to me.
Right.
So, and then it gives us, and we've been talking about this recently, but it gives you an idea, it gives you a way of seeing the world. For example, we've always known we've had intensity. But astrology gives us a language to say, well, because she's air and I'm fire. Oh, no, that kind of makes sense.
It does.
Earth, for example, doesn't move. You know, water can wear away earth, but it takes a long time.
Right.
And but we know that water can put out fire.
Yes.
You know, so what does that mean? Well, I know that there's certain people in my life that have sort of a water affect that can put me out. So I just clear my way so that doesn't happen.
Well, and when you're aware of it, it makes it easier not only to deal with you, but them.
Well, and one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm just giving you an example how you use astrology in your personal life.
Okay.
My moon sign, which is where my intuition comes from, is in Scorpio.
Okay.
That's a water sign.
Okay.
So I've got I'm a Sagittarius and I'm an Aries ascending. If for those of you that know this stuff, okay, and I've got a moon sign that's in Scorpio, which is a water sign. Well, I've always gone hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold all my life because the Sagittarius and Aries would roar up and then the Scorpio would put it out.
Yeah.
And they would roar up and put it out,
right.
You know? And so now, you know, the picture that I use in my mind is a rambling brook, the water.
Yes.
Scorpio. Okay. Next to a bonfire on one side, and it can create warmth, and they can peacefully coexist.
Exactly. Well, in other words, what you're saying is that you're learning how to create a form of balance for you.
Yes.
In these understandings of these three major elements that you have about you.
And it's given me an understanding. It's given me a language to talk about it.
Exactly.
We see that's the biggest problem when we talk about energy is there's no language for it.
There isn't.
The English language is very limited when it comes to astrology.
Exactly. Well, all languages, but yes.
So
absolutely. So, you know, Jason, Give another example. Give a couple more examples, if you don't mind, about you had a client who would use astrology or her horoscope.
Yes. She would read her horoscope every day, and then she'd come to me when we had our sessions, but I couldn't get her. She was in this programming mindset because she would read her horoscope and said, my horoscope said, mm-hmm. like the horoscope had the power. And that was just off. And I said, why don't we clear so that what the horoscope says can come to pass for you.
Right.
And she didn't quite get that place.
She
saw it as something that was telling her what to do, programming. You know, if you see your horoscope as a,
yes.
as a, like a program that's inserted that you have to,
right.
have to, it's not correct. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
We're not designed that way.
Well, and, you know, astrology has a perspective that is very valuable if you understand it and use it in your highest and best interest.
Yes.
As opposed to thinking that you have to give up your power to it.
Exactly.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The biggest myth of astrology is trying to make it predictive. It dumbs you down and narrows your perspective.
Okay.
The greatest benefit of eclipses and astrology is to help you know what to clear so you can evolve.
Okay.
The energy of eclipses, both lunar and solar, can help you clear your way forward, and it's extremely valuable when you do that. And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have an energy approach to life, especially using astrology and astrological terms.
All right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to use the eclipse and other astrological information in your daily life to make it better and more empowering. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to use the eclipse and other astrological information in your daily life to make it better and more empowered. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain how you can use astrology in your daily life. And I'm not talking about reading it in the newspaper horoscope.
Okay. Well, instead of, and I'm going to contrast this, instead of using it to game life, or get an edge, or saying, oh, my horoscope says this, so I won't do this, okay, or I'm going to read my horoscope before I invest in the stock market. Or,
okay,
you know, we had an example of a client who was a real estate agent, and this she was having a sale of this house was stopped because this woman would refuse to sell. I think it was, I don't know if she's a seller or a buyer, but refused to participate in the sale because Mercury is in retrograde. That's the wrong way of doing that. If Mercury is in retrograde, clear your ability to communicate. You might say, oh, I have to be more attention to the details. Clear this whole situation so that people can focus on the details and get them right.
Yes.
You know, that's empowering.
Yes.
To say, oh, I'm not going to do anything because Mercury is in retrograde is silly.
You just said that, and boy, that's, you know what, everyone, let's make sure that what he just said was empowering. Use astrology. I'm jumping to the bottom line here. Use astrology to empower yourself, not to get stuck in the fear of what you did or didn't do or can or cannot do. In other words, empower yourself with the information of the detail of whatever your horoscope says, whatever astrology says about you.
I had a client who went through a photo album, and it should have brought up a lot of feelings.
Yes, okay? Yes, I'm sure.
Well, it's not necessary for you to understand that she saw that she went through the photo album because of the eclipse. But I said, well, that's the eclipse, and those feelings are real important. It's bringing that up. The eclipse is helping you bring that up. So let's clear that.
Yes.
Because there's some grief involved.
I was going to say the sadness and the, yes, all that kind of stuff. Sure.
So that's how you use it to empower yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, for these eclipses, the way to do it is say, what's happening with my life now?
Yes.
So I've come up with some questions. See, we try and take this information and try and do something with it. The best thing to do is use the questions to say, what's going on now? And then once you have the answer, then you clear your way through.
Meaning, let's give an example. Okay.
Well, for a lunar eclipse, it's endings, breakdown, and breakthroughs.
Okay.
So what's happening in my life?
Okay.
So go through the sectors. I call them the sectors. Okay.
Okay.
What's going on with my job right now?
Mm.
Yeah, are there any breakdowns, endings,
sure,
or breakthroughs? You know.
Sure.
What's going on with my kids? What's going on with my relationships? What's going on with the money in my life?
Right.
What's going on with my health? You know?
Right.
You know, all those things you say, okay, oh, that's what's going on. Yeah. I see it. I'm gonna take this power from the eclipse and clear it to make it happen.
Yes. Yes.
And to make it better.
Exactly. Well, and if you're struggling with money, you know, and you're using, and you're looking at the lunar eclipse, okay, this is about breakdowns and that sort of thing. Clear your fear of that the lunar eclipse is going to sabotage all the money you actually have left, or that sort of thing.
Can't pay your rent. Clear being a victim to not being able to pay your rent. That
exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, solar eclipse.
Okay.
Here's some questions you can ask yourself.
Okay.
To kind of get to what's there. Okay. So it's new beginnings and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I utilize new beginnings and opportunities in my life? So
you can
say, what's going on in my with my jobs so I can make it better? What can I clear to make it better?
Yeah.
What can I do with clearing with my kids so I can make my relationship with them better? Mm-hmm. What's going on with my relationship, my intimate relationships, you know, spouse, brother,
right.
sister,
okay.
make it better. And money, what's going on with my money life and how can I make it better?
Well, and so I'm just going to back up and say, you know, I'll use money again. If you're using the solar eclipse or looking at the solar eclipse, new beginnings and opportunities, what are the energies that are standing in my way that are keeping me from new and positive opportunities between me and money?
We're seeing it with our own lives.
Yes.
Oh, things are coming up.
Yeah.
You know, all, you know, over here, over there,
yeah,
over there,
yeah,
and
exactly.
all the sectors, you know, money, kids,
right,
health, relationships, all those things. So we just clear it through.
Exactly.
You know, and what's the problem? Then we say, okay, what's the energy of the problem?
Yes.
And then we clear that.
Yes.
It's very, it seems very straightforward. So
it is actually
another example with Mercury in retrograde.
Okay.
What can I clear to make my communications with everyone better, more understandable?
And by the way, Mercury is about communication, correct?
Yes.
And just so everyone out there knows, Mercury is about communication. Well, if you're having a hard time, like right now, communicating, what is your communication with yourself is the first place I would go. And then the second one would be, am I having a hard time communicating with my partner, my kids?
If you're doing a contract, like with this
exactly,
woman, you know, instead of saying, okay, I'm not going to do anything, I'm going to stop, say, okay, what are the potential communication issues in this sale?
Exactly.
And, you know, what is there about me
right.
that has difficulty communicating? So let's clear that.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that happens, another thing that people associate with Mercury in retrograde is things break.
Yes, they do.
And being kind of a computer guy, I'm trying to get things done. I'm working on my computer and then something, you know, software glitch or whatever. And typically, again, this is that fire.
Yeah, he'll roar.
Yeah,
now let's just say
I get
he'll
really
roar.
Frustrated.
He
well,
does.
It's an opportunity and this always happens. I get really frustrated. I get really anxious and that frustration and anxiety keeps me from the solution.
It keeps you stuck.
Yes.
That's the way I would describe it. It keeps you stuck. But when you take a breath and clear the anger and the fear and the overwhelm and the judgment and the self-judgment, I'm not getting this. I must be doing something wrong. The bottom line is that when you start clearing those things, what happens is that the energy in the room calms down, even though I realize not everybody can see that, but it calms down. And I guarantee you the solution always shows up.
You know, and I've noticed that. And she reminds me all the time that, hey, you always fix it. You always get it done. And what I see is that angst isn't necessary.
It's right to get it done.
And oh, by the way, for those computer people out there, or even non-computer people, when you're anxious,
yes,
I guarantee you that affects your computer. Now, you know, if you're a computer scientist, you may say I'm completely crazy, but
yeah,
I guarantee
it, yeah.
I know, I see it, that when I'm anxious, there's something more likely to go wrong with the software or the hardware,
yes,
or just the connection or
something. Or even your fingers,
yes,
when you're trying. Yes,
yes,
exactly. Yes. But you know what? I've actually seen that.
Actually, sweetie, you're really good with computers because when I get angry, you calm me down.
And by the way, she can fix computers. Suck at it. Yeah.
But she's really good at helping me change the energy.
Yes.
So then I can just take a breath and maybe back away.
And by the way, that's part of my Virgo.
Yes.
That I have that real strong sense of earth there. Put your feet on the ground, take a breath. Then now we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Now let's figure out what the pieces are that are wrong. And the point that we're getting at is that when you understand how energy affects you, and when you understand your personal story, your life story, those are the best beginnings. And by the way, when I'm saying understand, I'm not saying you have to understand everything and everything has to be perfect, because I guarantee you, it will never be perfect.
And the understanding she's talking about isn't isn't cognitive that you can write down.
No,
well, it's not like not. A description.
No,
it's an energy mm-hmm. that you get.
Yes.
That's where real understanding comes. So should we do the key points or we do the tell people how to clear?
Okay, I think we'll try. All right, here we go. Jason, what are the key points in this for this segment?
Using astrology to game life or keep yourself from harm rarely works and is not the best use of astrology.
Okay.
Clearing your way through eclipses is extremely empowering and can be very beneficial use of energy and astrological information. And using a questioning technique to uncover the areas affected by an eclipse or any other aspect can be very effective to help you clear your way through and make it better.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have an energy approach to life so that astrology, so using astrology effectively comes naturally.
I love it. All right. So for those of you who out there that don't know how to do the ecosystem approach, for short, it's the clearing. And if you don't know how to do that, we're going to teach you right now. For those of you who do, follow along anyway, and then come with us to the next segment, and we're going to do some clearing. So, Jason?
So, it doesn't, you know, people think you have to have a certain posture. You can lay down, you can slouch, mm-hmm. you can stand up, sit down. Mm-hmm.
Make it comfortable for you.
You can be walking, you can be driving, you can mm-hmm. do, you can be doing two things at once. You can be doing some sort of mindless activity.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter. And so when we say and to eliminate, and your mind's eye and your imagination gather this up, blow it into the processor. Jacob's going to show you what the processor looks like.
He's going to put it on the screen.
Just a trash can mm-hmm. On wheels. And it's something that we've created on the other side. We empty it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And we go on to the next one.
And we go on to the next one. And after that, then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to use that to continue to do some clearing, but also activate amazing things within our body and use where we clear, we're going to put that life force energy back into those places so those parts of us can heal. And it's very, very, very empowering. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings to help you use the eclipses and astrological information in ways that are empowering for you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearings to help use the eclipses and astrological information in ways that are empowering for you. Ready? Jason, yes. Take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can know the most important thing for me is my evolution. And astrology and eclipses have power to help me with that evolution.
Nice.
Take a breath.
All negative energies in the processor. Jacob's put it up, but you can also find the processor on our website, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, and continuing on, and to eliminate the barriers, so I can see that working with astrology energy can be empowering in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, and we're going to be clearing a lot of this for the next week or so.
Okay.
Especially for me, any feelings of fear, hurt, shame, any feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy that comes from the eclipses.
Yes. Woo! Yes. Yes. Take a breath.
When you clear it, then it doesn't have to be bad. Then it just can be energy for to be productive and to
exactly.
be useful.
So, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that are coming to the surface because of the lunar eclipse. And by the way, I personally know those things can be cleared away and you can be better in a minute. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can know that a lunar eclipse can help me have clarity about my relationships.
Hmm.
Take a breath.
Including that relationship with yourself. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the upcoming solar eclipse can create new beginnings and they can be a lot better with clearing, with doing the clearing, with using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
You know, and I just should say, because I'm hearing this from the audience already, you know, some people can spend a lifetime clearing shame and it doesn't just go away in a minute. So,
it's,
a lot of times we have these layers of these emotions.
Absolutely.
So we might get rid of some temporarily and then it seems like it comes back. It doesn't come back. It's just more of it is coming, bubbling up to the surface.
Exactly. Exactly. So you ready?
Okay. Any feelings of fear and terror that comes from lunar eclipses, I just have to clear those feelings.
Right.
I don't have to trust them. It doesn't mean anything. Just clear them and then see what the meaning is for you.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see ending and breakdowns of the lunar eclipses can be positive, especially by using the clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the upcoming solar eclipse can create new beginnings by clearing for it. Take a breath.
Here's a big one. And to eliminate any intense anger that I have that can come from both eclipses. So I can clear my anger starting right now. Take a breath. I don't need that anger. Throw it away. It's just energy and gets in my way.
And to eliminate any resistance I have from clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, especially during and after these eclipses. Oh my God.
Yes,
very
take
important.
A breath. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that there is a real special power I can utilize with clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see I can overcome my struggles by clearing over 6 months after eclipse. They last for a long time.
They
the
really
effects
can.
Are, so
yes.
Keep clearing.
Keep clearing. And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to all the energies in my life coming from the eclipses and not be powerless to them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the possibilities for me are huge when I take advantage of eclipse energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my opportunities that I can clear for during the solar eclipse on December 4th, starting right now. Take a nice breath. Nice. Now, I'm going to activate some life force.
Let's,
you ready?
Let's do that.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now so I can stand in my power right now. Pull in that life force energy right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body, your arms, your legs, to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and blow out any negative energies left over from that clearing. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for my evolution by using the power of astrology and the language that it creates around these energies.
I love it.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust and understand the energies that can help me if I take charge of them with clearing. What a great one. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to clear the negative energies identified with astrology that keeps me from going forward.
I love it.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy, healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, love, laughter, love of myself, love of others, and the ability to know what is in my highest and best interest and who is in my highest and best interest starting right now. Nice and easy. Pull all that in, life force. Let it go to the places that you need healed. And now blow up any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, I want to frame this first before we talk about, well, we're going to talk about caregiving.
Okay.
And if you've heard, if you listened to our show before, you know that we take care of my 91-year-old mother. And she has dementia and she has a hard time hearing. And we've, you know, this is, if you're a starseed, you got to listen to this. This is amazing. This is breakthrough. You know, what we're doing with my mom is so revolutionary.
Truly.
By using energy, you're not going to believe it. So even if you're not a caregiver in a traditional sense,
correct.
This also applies for new moms and
yes.
new dads, new families,
yes.
because
yes.
before a child has language, how do you communicate? How
exactly.
do you understand them? And we're working with my mom's dementia in ways that are amazing, but that can also be applied for babies,
mm-hmm.
For pets.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
For even for people who have language and are just very unconscious about their whole life.
Yes.
So this is, you gotta hear this. This is a two-part series.
Okay.
We're doing a show on Monday at normal time. We're filling in for Dr. Pat. On Tuesday
mm-hmm.
at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
And this is all next week.
All next week.
Good.
So it's a two-part show,
okay.
Caregiving 1 and 2. OMG, it's going to knock your socks off. You
got
to listen to this.
Join us.
It doesn't
yes.
matter whether you're doing caregiving or not.
Yes.
You know.
You're going to learn some great
this
things.
This is the eclipse. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is my Sagittarius, you know, shooting for the stars saying, you know, I'm not going to be conservative anymore. And if you're a starseed, you have to have this information.
Oh, it'll just be fun to watch them and listen to it. So, Jason, tell me, what's so important about using the ecosystem approach?
If you're a starseed, if you know your starseed, if you don't know your starseed, but you just are fascinated with personal development and growth, This is the way to do it. There's no other way. You have to, it has to be an energy approach.
Right.
And the way we do it is so much more empowering than there's other things out there because of, for lots of reasons. We can actually do a show about that.
Okay.
In December. So what do you do if you want to learn this? All you have to do is listen every week. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Sign up for our free newsletter. Sign up for our free section. It's really, really, really important.
Okay.
If you want to watch us, if you're listening to us, but you want to watch us on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. We're also on YouTube. Jason and Patricia Rohn, Transformation Talk Radio, The Ecosystem Approach. We're there.
Okay.
And just do the clearings every week. They're cumulative. They really work.
They work.
Yes.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.